الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. نويت سنة الاعتكاف. Honorable brothers in attendance and viewers of Madani Channel, there are many excellences, fadail related to sending salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, our beloved Prophet alayhi salam said, the person who will be most closest to me on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, will be the one who will have recited the most salat upon me, meaning in the world. Subhanallah, this life that we have, this is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at it in light of this hadith, this life is a way, is a means of gaining qurba to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. But how do we do that? We spend a lot of our time, our moments, our days, our nights, as much as we can, sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will see the thamarat, we will see the blessings of that transpire and manifest on Yawm al-Qiyamah when we are close to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra marks the day and date in which the first Khalifa of the Muslims, the beloved of the beloved of Allah, the greatest human being, the greatest man to ever grace the world after the prophets and messengers alayhi wasallam, he passed away on this date, 22nd Jumad al-Ukhra. And throughout the world, Muslims commemorate the life of this blessed individual. You probably already guessed who I'm referring to, none other than Khalifatul Muslimin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Gatherings are held throughout the world in honor of him, to remember him, to study his life, to mention aspects of his biography, his aqwal, his statements, so that the Muslim ummah can benefit. Because remember, this is an individual who spent days and nights with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent 3 nights with the Prophet alayhi salam in the cave of Thawr. Just him and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we can't learn from him, who else can we learn from? Of course, we can learn from his life example. And what actually got him that station, that maqam, that praiseworthy rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How did he achieve that? What was the secret behind that? Inshallah, we will hear about this and much more inshallah in today's bayan. First of all, Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ, meaning become people of Allah. And if you read the tafsir of this verse, what does the commentary state? Then you will find that Sayyiduna Abu Abbas Ata Rahmatullahi Alayh, he was asked, who has been referred to in this verse, in this ayah of Al-Quran Al-Kareem? Kunu Rabbaniyin, become people of Allah. But who does it mean? Who is it in reference to? Who should we become like? Who should we make our example? And he replied, Allah Ta'ala, in this verse, commanded us to be like Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. Why? Because he's a righteous man. And there is none like him after the prophets alayhi wasalam. His belief in Allah was unwavering, unshakable, to the extent that no calamity or incident occurred throughout his life which caused him to have doubts about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing shook his faith at all. Nothing weakened his faith at all. He had strong iman, and inshallah you will hear ahead how strong his iman was, how strong his faith was. But first of all, in light of this verse of Al-Quran al-Kareem, Kunu Rabbaniyin, our aslaf, rahimahumullah ta'ala, are saying that in this verse, when Allah says, become the people of Allah, who is it referring to? It's referring to the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Become like him. How will you become like him if you don't know about his life? If you haven't studied his seerah? If you don't know what made him the beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If you don't know about his sacrifices for the deen? If you haven't studied about his adherence to sharia, acting upon the halal and avoiding the haram? If you don't know about this, how will you become like him? How will I and you become like him? So it's very important to study. Another verse of Al-Quran al-Kareem states, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. Follow the path of the one who returns to me. What does the tafsir say? The companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, explains, the words, مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, the one who returns to me, refers to none other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So throughout the Quran, ponder, Allah ta'ala is referencing Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He's referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. You've heard two verses so far. There's plenty of other verses that are in reference to this great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first Khalifa of the Muslimin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, we know that having iman is the first step. Without iman, it doesn't matter how many good deeds a person does. It doesn't matter how much he gives in charity, how much he fasts or worships. None of it will be valid. None of it will be maqbool and accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because the shart, the condition for a'mali saliha to be accepted is iman, is faith. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is unanimous regarding him from the time of the Prophet alayhi salam, the Sahaba, until now, that from all of the companions alayhi muridwan, he was the greatest. In fact, from all of the ashab, for any of the prophets, right from the beginning till the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every prophet who had sahaba, companions, the greatest of all those companions of prophets alayhi salam is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now just imagine how strong his faith was, how strong his iman was. And then after that, his a'mali saliha are also exemplary, are also things we should read about and learn about. But his iman was very, very strong. Let's listen to the example of his iman. How has his iman been described by our elders, our scholars of Islam? It's mentioned in Ar-Riyadun Nadira. Rabi'ah bin Ka'b, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, the Islam of Abu Bakr is like divine revelation. He's compared it to divine revelation, wahi. He said, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went on a business trip to Syria, there he met a monk called Bahira. And prior to meeting this person, this monk called Bahira, he had a dream. And he relayed that dream to this person, Bahira. Bahira asked, where have you come from? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Makkah. He said, what tribe do you belong to? He said, I belong to the Quraysh. Belong to the Quraysh tribe. Then the monk asked about his occupation, his profession. What does he do for a living? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu told him that he was a merchant, a trader, a businessman. The monk went on to say, if your dream is truthful, a prophet will emerge from your people, meaning from the Quraysh tribe. You will be his minister when he is alive and his successor Khalifa after he passes away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu kept this a secret. He didn't tell anyone. And when the I'lanun Nubuwa took place, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced and declared his prophethood, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and I testify that you are the true prophet of Allah," meaning regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he later said, "When I accepted Islam that day, when I embraced faith in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no one happier in Makkah than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day that I accepted Islam." Meaning the Prophet alaihi wasallam was overjoyed, full of happiness that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has accepted Islam, subhanallah. So his iman is very strong, very strong. Just a brief introduction, meaning his names, titles, etc. before we carry on with the bayan. We know that he is the first Khalifa of the Muslims, first successor. And his name is Abdullah, his kunya is Abu Bakr, and his titles are Siddiq and Atiq. He was from the tribe of Quraysh, as you heard. And seven generations above, his lineage linked and connected with the lineage of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he was the first free man to accept Islam. As you know, there were slaves in those days as well. He participated in every battle, supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's decisions during times of war and peace, and fulfill the rites of Qurbani, meaning sacrificing in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His reign as caliph lasted for 2 years and 7 months, and he passed away on 22nd Jumad al-Ukhra, and as you know, he's buried at the blessed feet of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the shade of the blessed green dome in al-Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi, ala sahibiha salatu wassalam. Now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, two very honorable individuals. One is the first Khalifa of the Muslims and one is the fourth Khalifa of the Muslims. It's narrated regarding them, and this is in Al-Fatawa al-Ridwiya of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahimahullah ta'ala. He says, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhuma were Muslims in the world of souls, in the realm of souls, where everyone declared Allah was their true Lord. They were Muslims since then. They remained Muslims throughout childhood. And from childhood to when the Prophet ﷺ declared his Nubuwa, still Muslims. And then when the Prophet ﷺ passed away, they themselves departed from this world. All of these states were spent in a state of Iman. They were always believers. They were always Muslims and they never entered the realm of disbelief and polytheism for a moment during their lives. So these people who we are speaking about, and we are hopeful in the mercy of Allah that His mercy is descending right now because we're speaking about them. As the narration states, when you mention the pious, the mercy of Allah descends. These people were shining lights of guidance. These people had strong iman. These people had strong attachment to Al-Quranul Kareem. And their connection with Allah and His Rasul was unbreakable. Subhanallah. Now, how strong was the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? That is the question. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He's the son of the second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala. He says, regarding the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he says, لو وزنا إيمان أبي بكر بإيمان أهل الأرض. Allahu Akbar. Look at the comparison. He's saying, if you were to weigh the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu with the iman of the people of the entire earth, meaning on one side of the scale you have the iman of Siddiq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, on the other side of the scale you have the iman of all the dwellers of the earth. Obviously, this excludes Anbiya alayhimus salam wa ghaira. La rajaha, meaning the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an would outweigh the iman of the rest of the people. Meaning the iman of the rest of the people cannot compare with the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Their iman collectively, his iman individually. How strong was his iman? And it goes back to what we said, that he spent precious moments in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Prophet alaihi wasallam. Those crucial moments, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Prophet alaihi wasallam said this as well: لو وزن إيمان أبي بكر بإيمان أهل الأرض لرجح. That if the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was weighed alongside the people of the world's faith, his would be heavier, subhanallah. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they heard these statements. They knew of these statements. They knew of the excellence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. In some narrations, it states that when the Sahaba were gathered with the Prophet alayhi salam in a majlis, in a special gathering with the Prophet alayhi salam, where he is imparting knowledge, he's teaching them, discourse is taking place. The Sahaba was so much in awe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was so much haiba that they could not even look towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had their heads lowered. And narrations describe how the Sahaba would sit so silently, as if birds were on their heads. But even in those moments, the narrator state that the only person in the majlis who could look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who could gaze upon his blessed face, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now these titles that we mention, and we say often, As-Siddiq, As-Siddiq al-Akbar, what do they actually mean? Where are they, referenced from? It should be known amongst Muslims that Allah ta'ala, through Jibreel alayhi salam, gave these titles to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Now, As-Siddiq, normally it means someone who's very truthful. But in this context, it means, tasdeeq means faith, firmness of faith. What is faith? At-tasdeequ bima ja'a bihi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That testifying to everything that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Everything the Prophet alayhi wa sallam conveyed. Everything he revealed, testifying it wholeheartedly. Now, when we know this is the meaning of tasdeeq, and siddiq means tasdeeq, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is that individual who wholeheartedly affirmed every single thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He had no doubt regarding it, for a single moment even. The incident of Mi'raj is a great example of that. When people try to make him respond in a different manner, or place doubt in his mind and said, your companion says he's visited Al-Aqsa, all the way from Masjid al-Haram. He said he went beyond that to the heavens. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, without even looking into the matter, without even doing tahqeeq of the matter, without even researching, without even finding out, corroborating the reports, he said, if he said that, if my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, then I believe it. Meaning I've believed in greater than that. I've believed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I embraced faith in Allah azza wa jal through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anything else he says, I believe it to a greater extent as well. So these titles were given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we heard, As-Siddiq, the one who had firm faith in everything the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came with, subhanallah. And Al-Akbar, from the Sahaba, in this regard, he was the greatest in terms of faith. Al-Quran al-Kareem. Again, we mentioned two verses before. This is a third verse in the shan of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Allah Ta'ala states, وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib karramallahu wajhu al-Kareem, he provides the tafsir, the explanation of this verse. The one who has brought this truth and those who endorsed him, only these people are those who fear Allah. This is the meaning of the verse. Those who came with the truth and those who endorsed the truth, believed in the truth, they are those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, the one who came with the truth, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought the truth to the people. Wahi descended upon him, he taught it to the people. وَصَدَّقَ بِهِ Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and says, this refers to the Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Because he is the one who testified in it. He is the one who believed in it wholeheartedly before everyone else. So when you have such an unparalleled man, an unparalleled individual, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, regarding whom verses of Al-Quran Al-Kareem have been revealed. Now today, imagine you find out that somebody of high rank, whether that's in your workplace or whether that's in a different setting, is praising you for your skill set, your competencies, your capabilities. You'd become so chuffed, so happy. Or so-and-so said that about me. So-and-so is endorsing me. So-and-so is saying this regarding me. You'd be so happy. Without comparison, Allah Rabbul Alameen, Ahkamul Hakimin, the Lord of all the worlds, when He speaks about individuals in this manner, you truly recognize their rank. Allah Ta'ala is praising Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu through numerous verses of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And that is sufficient in making us understand his rank, making us understand his maqam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of his faith, subhanallah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had true reliance upon Allah and his messenger. Tawakkul, kamil tawakkul, reliance upon Allah to the highest level. And we know that from the waqiyah, the incident of Tabuk, when Muslims required provisions for the battle of Tabuk, the Prophet alayhi salam announced, said, who will give provisions? Who will earn reward? And many of the Sahaba came. Many of the Sahaba gave according to their istita'at, according to their ability, their capacity. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came and he gave everything he had. When he was asked, what have you left for your family? Subhanallah. Again, revealing his strong faith, his kamil tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allah and his messenger are sufficient for them. Meaning, whoever has Allah and his messenger, what else is he in need of? And also, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, he said, ever since I heard this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, I have never had any worry concerning my sustenance. Now, sustenance is a big thing in our lives. Where are we going to eat from? What is the source of sustenance? How much effort we have to make? This takes over our lives. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said, ever since I heard the following verse, and I'm going to recite, ever since I heard this following verse, my worries regarding sustenance ceased. I never worried about sustenance thereafter. What is that verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem? وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Translation, and there is no one that walks upon the earth whose sustenance is not upon the mercy of Allah's generosity. Subhanallah. We should make dua. When we make dua, Ya Allah, grant us iman like Abu Bakr Siddiq. Grant us iman like this great companion of your beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was the raz, what was the secret behind his strong iman, his strong faith? In Sab'a Sanabil Sharif, Mir Abdul Wahid Bil Girami, rahmatullahi alayhi, a high-ranking saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, he says, the world is alamul asbab. It's a world of means, visible means. You have to adopt them, you have to take them, you have to grasp onto them. And he says, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, you ask about his iman, his faith, the level of his iman, how did he attain that level? He states, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would visit the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam every day, and he would ask the same question. Every day he's visiting the Prophet alayhi salam and he's asking the very same question. What is that question? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is faith? What is iman? And the Prophet alayhi salam would explain one level of faith. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu would go away and he would implement that level in his life. He would attain that level of faith in his life. Then he would come the next day, ask the very same question. Mal iman, what is iman, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is faith? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him about another level of iman, another daraja of iman. He would go away, implement whatever the Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, and attain that level also. Until he reached a point where he inquired every day, and the rank of his faith continued to excel until he reached its highest degree. And you've already heard the saying of the Prophet ﷺ that if the iman Abu Bakr was placed on one side of the scale and the iman of the entire people of the world on the other side, excluding Prophet alayhi wasalam, wa then the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an would outweigh the iman of everyone else. This was his iman. This was the secret behind his iman. He was taught directly about iman from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the blessing. This is the secret behind it. Now all of us, we have to think as well that in our lives, which direction are we heading in? Do we not want strong iman? Do we not want iman like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which is unshakable, unwavering? You heard in this bayan that never once in the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, never once did anything happen, any calamity or any instance that shook his faith. Meaning that made him doubtful about his iman. This was how strong his iman was. Would we not want iman like that? Of course we would. Especially in this day and age where there's fitan everywhere. Everywhere you look, left, right, ahead, behind, everywhere, from all angles, iman is being attacked. And wouldn't we want strong faith? Wouldn't we want to preserve that faith? Then what must we do? We must learn about great individuals like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. We must make efforts regards to our iman. If we're not praying, if we're not fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we're neglectful, ma'adullah, if we're sinning day and night, then of course our iman, our level of iman will be in accordance to that. Because remember, your a'mal is saliha, they strengthen your iman. And as for su'ul a'mal, sins, bad deeds, they weaken your iman. And today, we have an opportunity whilst we're alive. In terms of the dunya, we plan way ahead. In terms of this world, in terms of our short life in this world, we plan so much. Some people, for example, they'll make graphs. They'll calculate, this is where I'll be in the next 5 years. This is the point where I should reach. They set goals in this regard. And they're not impermissible per se. But gosh, if only we had this level of research, this level of analyzing and assessing and evaluating regarding our iman as well. Because there we have to stay forever. If we're mutma'in, okay, I do my little bit and that's fine. But in the akhirah, one will have regret for the time that he missed out on. The time that he could have strengthened his iman, he could have become a better Muslim. What are those things that lead to your faith increasing? I'll just end by mentioning some of those things. The ulama have said, love and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all manifestations of your love. Meaning, how should that love be reflected in your life? Through a'mal salihah. Through fulfilling the obligations. Through reading your 5 daily prayers. If it's just Jumu'ah, we must make an intention that from now on, I'm going to read every single prayer. Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, because they are fard upon me. If I miss a single prayer, I've committed a major sin. This is the mindset we need to adopt. Similarly, in regards to other ibadat as well. Fearing Allah that if I commit a sin, if I don't pay my zakat, if I don't perform hajj, if it's obligatory upon me, then I'm sinful. Allah is not pleased with me. These things should go through our mind. These things we should be thinking about. Another way of strengthening your faith. What are the branches of faith? Love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reading about the Prophet alaihi wasallam, his shama'il, reading about his beauty, unparalleled beauty, reading about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mannerisms, his sunnah, his way of dealing with people, his mu'amalat with people, reading about these things and then trying to implement them in your own life. Another way is to serve Islam. You want to strengthen your faith? Serve Islam. And this day and age, when we look around us and we see the dire state of Muslims, we will say that the one who has strong iman will look at that situation, will look at the state of the ummah, and will try to rectify it. He won't turn a blind eye. He won't think, oh, that's somebody else's job. He will think to himself, as much as possible and as much as I can, I will try and serve the Muslim ummah. I will try and help the Muslim ummah. Even if one person becomes a namazi through me, if one person leaves a particular sin through me, who knows, that may be a means of my forgiveness maghfirah in the akhirah. This is how a believer thinks. So when he thinks like this, no doubt this will increase his faith as well. Being thankful, this is another means of gaining strong iman. Being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of the bounties that he has given us. We can never truly be grateful, but we can do izhar of that shukr by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah to preserve those blessings, asking Allah ta'ala to increase those blessings. What does Al-Quran Kareem say? La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you're grateful, Allah ta'ala will most definitely increase your blessings. And the worst state would be to attain blessings, attain bounties, ni'mah, and then use that very same ni'mah to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'adhullah. Allah gives you wealth, for example, and you use that very wealth to disobey Him. Allah has given you health, you use your physical body for sin. So these are things that we should be pondering upon. If we want to attain great strength in iman, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, because he was an epitome of all these things. Love for Allah, his love for Allah was unparalleled. His fear of Allah, again, there's no example amongst the Sahaba. Meaning, amongst the Sahaba, and we mentioned amongst the Sahaba of every prophet who came to this world, the greatest Sahabi is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And we end by praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all strong iman for the sake of Kamil al-Iman, the one who had the strongest faith amongst the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi al-Nabiyy al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you.